This is Ozarks at Large. Lots of business and political news around Arkansas last week. A new economic report was released. A lawsuit was filed. Plus, a partnership between two-year and four-year schools. And a ballot initiative got a green light. Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, has more.
With the exception of Fort Smith, five of the six metropolitan areas covered in the Little Rock zone of the Federal Reserve St. Louis District showed improvement or flatline stability in the first quarter of 2013, according to the Fed's new Burgundy Book. The Arkansas economy performed about as well as the U.S. economy in the first quarter, the report noted. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel and U.S. Attorney Chris Thayer are filing a joint lawsuit against ExxonMobil Pipeline Company and Mobil Pipeline Company for violations of state and federal environmental laws related to the May 29th Pegasus Pipeline rupture in Mayflower. The complaint outlines six causes of action against the defendants related to the oil spill, which dumped heavy crude oil into waterways and a neighborhood near Lake Conway. A new partnership will award associate's degrees to Arkansas students who complete the required number of hours after transferring from two-year to four-year schools. Credit when it's due. The program was announced during a news conference Wednesday by Shane Broadway, interim director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, and Dr. Ed Franklin, president of the Arkansas Association of Two-Year Colleges. In Arkansas, 45% of students transferring from two-year to four-year schools complete 60 degree eligible hours but never finish college. Those transfer students currently have nothing more than a high school diploma to show for their efforts. An associate's degree makes them more employable. Voters may get a chance to decide whether or not to keep the private option plan approved by state lawmakers and signed into law by Governor Mike Beebe. Tea Party activist Glenn Gallus and his organization Arkansans Against Big Government have received approval from Attorney General Dustin McDaniel to move forward with a ballot referendum on the Health Care Independence Act of 2013. Arkansans Against Big Government must collect nearly 47,000 signatures to qualify for the 2014 general election ballot. A vote for the measure would approve and maintain the act, while a vote against the measure would repeal it. The private option approved by lawmakers allows federal Medicaid dollars to be steered into a forthcoming health insurance exchange, which is under implementation in Arkansas. The U.S. Senate approved a five-year farm bill by a 66-27 vote, with U.S. Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman voting for the legislation that would cut $4 billion over 10 years from the food stamp program. The Agriculture Reform, Food, and Jobs Act of 2013 is the Senate's idea for what should replace the existing farm bill set to expire September 30th. The House is considering a different measure. Longtime Little Rock banker George Worthen died at the age of 71 this past week. Worthen came from a lineage of prominent bankers in the renowned Worthen family. He was most recently the president of Bank of Little Rock. And in politics, Little Rock businessman and Arkansas Highway Commissioner John Burkhalter and Little Rock School Board President Diane Curry both said Tuesday they would vie for the Democratic nomination for Lieutenant Governor. Current Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr could seek a second term next year, but he's hinted that he may run for Congress if a current House member challenges Senator Mark Pryor. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas and Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the United States. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.